My name is Matt Ryan, and we are joined on the phone, great chatting with Danny Drew. And Danny, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Great, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. So let's talk about your new tune, Friday at Nights. This is a great song. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how this one came to be, the story behind it, and kind of the writing process of your brand new one.
Well, I was coming home from work one night. At the time, I was managing a gas station in a small town, and I was driving to my hometown, another small town, probably 15 minutes away. And, you know, I could see all the young folks driving around in their trucks and stuff. And it just kind of took me back to when I was young. You know, we'd all drive around and sit in parking lots and windows would be down. We'd be talking car to car to car.
Yeah.
So it kind of took me back to those times.
Oh, my goodness. Same thing for me. I know those experiences very well. That's really cool. Me growing up in Saskatoon, we used to do that quite often. It was a lot of fun. And again, this is a song I think a lot of people can relate to. Have you had an opportunity to play this one live? And if you have, how has that gone for you, playing a brand new one, kind of the first little bit to a live audience?
Oh, well, actually, I've had it. I've been playing it for a while for my audiences, and they've really, really enjoyed it and really took to it and kind of said the same thing, kind of brings them back to their younger days.
Yeah, absolutely. I think again, more and more people listen. This one's going to be one a lot of people relate to. Again, joining now by Danny Drew. And Danny, what's kind of the next little bit looking like for you here in 2025? Are you going to be planning to be very busy this year, playing live shows, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the year looking like for you?
Well, I do over 100 shows a year anyway.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like this year is going to be a little bit more busy than that. I also work full time too, so it's going to be super busy.
Right.
And I'm still continuing to write, and I got an EP that's probably set to release maybe next month.
Nice. Can you tell us, I don't know how much information you can share with the upcoming EP. Can you share what it's called? Is it self-titled? Can you tell us a little bit about the EP that's going to be released?
So it's my third release. It's going to be called 5 o'clock Shadow.
Nice.
It's going to have five tracks on it. And these tracks have all been written long in advance, let's say. There's been some that's been there since pre-pandemic days, and then I've just been writing and writing and writing. So I got this EP ready to go. I also have enough for my next EP after this one.
I've
been busy writing.
That's awesome. So you got a couple of EPs ready to go, that's an exciting time. A lot going on and a lot coming up for you. That's a super, super exciting time. If people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be shows, whether it be song releases, that kind of thing, is there a website, social media platforms you're posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, well, my website pushes you all to my pushes everybody to my social medias. So my website's Danny Druin, DannyDruin.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, not so much Twitter, I guess.
Right.
Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all those. Awesome. But I'm mostly active on the Facebook. And I know I'm aging myself that way, but
there with you. Facebook and Instagram for the most part for me. TikTok's a little, TikTok's a little over my head. I don't know. I watch, but I never post. So I get what you're saying.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Danny, we love the sound of the new tune. It sounds like a lot of exciting things are on the way for you. We really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much.